Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Boston Symphony Orchestra will present a new summer-long reality web series, New Tanglewood Tales, backstage with rising artists, spotlighting the professional and personal lives of six fellows from the 2014 class of the Tanglewood Music Center, the BSO's prestigious summer music academy that takes place here at Tanglewood.
Yep. New Tanglewood Tales is an 8-week web series available weekly this July and August. One of the TCM students featured is baritone Connor McDonald. He joins us now along with Ellen Heistein, one of our great friends and somebody we would be bereft without each time we come here, Ellen, director of the Tanglewood Music Center.
Ellen and Connor, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for bringing the cameraman. What's the cameraman's name?
This is Russ.
Hi, Russ. Russ is
everybody wave.
Pictures of us.
If we wave, then we'll be on the thing, right? We'll be on the thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, of course.
So, Ellen, how did this happen?
How did the web series happen?
Yeah, how did Russ get involved?
You know, there's a new board-level committee at the TMC. Not for the TMC, for the BSO, which is involved with the TMC as well, of course. That was looking for interesting projects and developing interesting projects, and they thought of this, and we're... This is our first venture into such a thing, and it we have all good feelings about it being great because we have wonderful people to feature as the stars of the TV show, so to speak. So it's going to be fun,
So it will air. Is it airing? How is it airing?
It will air on the BSO website and I think on YouTube, but we don't know exactly when the start date is. So stay tuned.
Okay. We'll be able to. So it's not like a day, like you live a day and then it goes on the next day. It's over.
I mean one of the great advantages we have is that we don't have an absolutely specific day when we're dead if we don't show. It's going to be as we have material that we think is going to be spectacularly
good.
Well,
what's in and what's out? I mean, is there going to be raunchy stuff? Is there going to be, the sex lives of the TMC,
the fellows?
You look uncomfortable, Ellen.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just thinking about the fact that they're also incredibly busy doing their musical stuff. I'm not sure they have time.
Well, that was
for
my
raunchy.
Question. So how were you chosen, Connor? Do you know how you were chosen?
I'm actually not entirely sure how I was chosen. I got a wonderful call one day from Michael Nock, one of the TMC directors. And he asked if I'd be interested in taking part in this little experiment, I suppose. And I, was very excited.
But to Ellen's point,
yeah,
like you have enough to worry about. I mean, this is already an incredibly stressful thing of being a fellow at TMC.
Right.
So add to this, you have to be on television. You got this guy following you around with a camera.
But what happens if somebody passing through the Berkshires or some other way sees you and says, he's got a great voice, got a great back. Let's put him in Oklahoma. Let's put him on the stage in New York. In terms of your own professional development, would that be a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, that would be if an opportunity like that were to arise, that would be something you would have to take on a case by case basis. And
really?
Fortunately or unfortunately, maybe that's sort of, that would be a very, very rare situation. So I don't think I have to worry about people coming through and...
You just had Renee Fleming sitting here with us.
That's very true.
Said she's going into other areas. She's going to be at the Williamstown Theater Festival this year. And her program here is going to be, American Songbook, among other things.
Yeah.
So, those things happen now.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
She said they're all doing it now, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, it would be a case-by-case basis.
Well, there's something interesting, actually, about that. Crossover repertory is something we actually do at the TMC, too. Connor might speak a little bit about the project that Stephanie Blythe is going to be leading, that you guys can come and hear at Tanglewood on Parade, and I think you'll be here, right? On Tanglewood on Parade Day.
Yes. Captain Stephanie Blythe?
Very nice, Alan.
Okay, thank you.
The great, great mezzo-soprano of the Metropolitan Opera, who also is very interested in the American Songbook of the 20s through the 40s, And Connor, what are you going to be singing for
them? I'm going to be singing, it's a program of sort of Tin Pan Alley early American popular songs.
Like what? Name one good
like
one.
Like I'm singing My Gal Sal.
I love that.
It's a fantastic song. So, you know, I think six or seven of us are singing on this program, and Ms. Blythe released a tribute album a few years ago with a lot of this repertoire on it. So she's going to be sort of leading us through this genre that, you know, I personally have very little to no experience singing. So that's going to be
what, you weren't alive in 1923?
You know, it's bizarre to think that it wasn't.
Well, it's so interesting.
Back to the ghost of Edith Wharton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, this is incredibly rich literature of American song that is, if not forgotten, at least, somewhat behind a curtain now. And Stephanie is making it part of her mission, I think, to draw that curtain a bit and let us see it. She did that, you know, that Kate Smith tribute concert that she did. I think she did it last year at the Mahawi or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And
Kate Smith was a complex character. I just want you
indeed,
to know that.
Indeed. Yeah. And as Stephanie is very clear about in that program.
Yeah. But,
so I read this line in the introduction that said that this web series spotlights the professional and personal lives of six fellows. So you're one of the fellows. So when can you tell Russ to buzz off?
Well, luckily, Russ and Susie, our producer.
Oh, that's Susie.
This
Susie's
is Susie.
There.
Yeah,
okay.
Susie Dangle.
All right. So we have Russ on the other behind us right now and
right.
Susie.
Well, we're very lucky to have two people working on this project who are...
Now, are they just assigned to you or to the...
They're following everyone.
Okay.
Following everyone,
right.
And they're producing this. So we're very lucky that they are incredibly respectful of our, you know, rehearsal schedule, our coaching schedule.
But that's no fun.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, more fun would be if they, you know, follow you around. If there's a girlfriend in the picture, everybody's going to want to watch this, their boyfriend. And those things, that's what people do. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's what reality series do.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, by the way, that this is not completely new. If I can just take a second and tell you that in 1949, there was a movie made about Koussevitzky and the BSO and the TMC by the State Department, and it went out to be essentially an advertisement for music in America. And in that year's yearbook, it says, due to the excellent and wholehearted cooperation of the entire student body, they carried on the normal number of classes and rehearsals in concert while filming and recording, and there was general satisfaction.
That's 1949.
That was 1949.
The same time that they were, the same State Department was blacklisting Pete Seeger from going abroad.
There you go. There you go.
I mentioned that.
So they would, they apparently did their picking and choosing. Yeah. But the fact is that, you know, with a production team that's as professional as these people are, they managed to make it possible to even look at the social aspects of people's lives and not be embarrassing.
So while you're on camera right now, while we have these two behind us, the other five have the morning off.
Quite sure what.
Yeah, so that's good.
Lucky things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And what's the division between men and women in this?
Of the six.
I think it's 3 and 3, if I'm remembering correctly. And we tried to do a distribution of different instruments and, you know, a singer, a conductor, and a bunch of different instruments.
Are any of those six dating?
You know, I actually haven't met the others five, so I couldn't
Is
tell
that
you.
True? You haven't met them?
It's early days.
It's,
yet.
Oh, okay. We've only been here 10 days or something like that.
There's what, 10 days?
Yeah,
you don't
and
know them yet?
No, unfortunately.
Camp.
Yeah, I know.
No. In reality TV, you all get into that room and you sit around and you talk and then, you know, they bleep out things.
Yeah.
That's always really fun. And that's like the good part, right?
Yeah. Well, I think you'll find a reality series featuring young classically trained musicians were
more subdued.
Our social lives are a bit more boring than, you know, the Jersey Shore
we
cast.
We doubt that. That's not what we've heard.
Well, I'm not sure they're more boring, but they are certainly more intense in some ways and less lighthearted all the time.
I don't know about
But I think
that.
They'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they're counting on that.
In the minute we have left, so tell us about the remainder of the season, of how things are shaping up here.
The season for us looks wonderful. Of course, we have our first major concert that's conducted by Andres Nelsons, the music director designate, and that's going to be thrilling. That's, I think, on July 12th.
He hasn't arrived yet, has he?
He hasn't arrived yet, no, but we're really looking forward to that. There's going to be many bells and whistles when he comes, and we're going to do Rosenkavalier excerpts with him. We have our first TMC orchestra concert on Monday night, and on Tuesday, you can hear Connor, who is going to be singing in a TMC vocal recital in Ozawa Hall Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're up and running.
Yeah.
And you guys will meet each other, I promise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Have like Joe, that was a good suggestion. Yeah, we'll just, you know.
The TMC parties haven't happened yet.
Trade cards or something. Ellen Eystein is the director of Tanglewood Music Center. Connor McDonald is a fellow. The web series New Tanglewood Tales, Backstage with Rising Artists, will be available .org/Media Center, and you can also check out the YouTube, the Boston Symphony's YouTube channel, and it'll be up and running there pretty soon. Ellen and Connor, I want to thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here. Have a wonderful, wonderful season, and thank you, Connor, for letting Ellen and I be on your little TV show.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.